We want to talk about what something else is going on, though, here. And my friend Steve Burness at the Better Business Bureau is joining us. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Anna. How are you?
You know, not bad. I saw something happen here, and you know, about what it has to do with people pretending to be Amazon employees, and I want to get to that. But first, I just want to say, just kind of big picture here, I was thinking about you this last week, because I honestly have gotten like 7 or 8 scammers calling me with like urgent pleads for something. Like, and you've always said that's usually a tip-off. You get the tip-off, the rip-off often is urgency. You got to call us right now. I got one from the IRS. I got one yesterday. I'm looking at my phone right now. Call us back to take care of a legal matter. There may be a warrant against you, and you might get arrested. I've got, here's another one. I'm owed money for my electric and gas bills. I'm due a reimbursement. Just please call us and let us know. And one more, hold on a second. It is, you're owed a check, a discount, a rebate check, and call us for more information. So it's the kind of thing where these sort of, they lead you to questions about your personal information, which is, again, what Steve Burness always says is the tip-off to the rip-off.
Exactly. They're calling you. It's unbelievable, Anna, the amount of calls that people are getting. And you're exactly saying the same thing what everybody is telling the Better Business Bureau. They're getting multiple calls. Usually it's on the same subject, but different phone numbers. And the reason they're doing multiple calls, they want to scare you. Hey, this got to be important. They just called me back 3 times. And a lot of them are IRS calls, but we're seeing a resurgence of the Social Security Administration calls where they're actually government imposters saying they're from the government and they need your Social Security number. And actually, it's really working pretty easily. We have a lot of consumers who have recently fallen for it. Actually, as I mentioned last time, I have a relative who fell for the Social Security Administration one as well because the caller ID says either Social Security or it gives out the government phone number itself, and consumers are led to believe that's got to be true and accurate because it's coming from the phone company. When in essence, it's the scammer who takes control of it and changes the caller ID.
They're able to spoof a phone number to make it appear to be something else. My mom almost fell for this, too, and I called you, and she said, no, this one seems legitimate. This really does seem like the Social Security Administration. I better call them because they said it was urgent. I'm like, no, please don't call. And, of course, that was it. When you say falling for it, what are people doing? Are they giving their Social Security number? Is that what you mean when you say falling for it?
What I mean by falling for it is giving the information that they're requesting, and every call is not the same. So a lot of times, you know, Social Security Administration, they actually do want your Social Security number. They say, we have to check your account, Anna. I need your Social Security number to see if you've been breached in any way or your account's been breached, and they'll get that information. But other sources like the IRS, they ask you for either information about yourself or your bank account number, or sometimes they even ask you to go to the store and buy a gift card. And to provide the back of the gift card, the numbers on the back for them to pay off the bad, you know, taxes that you owe or whatever you've done to the IRS. But as I mentioned before, again, the key to the, you know, tip off to the rip off, Anna, is doing something in 30 minutes or less. And I can't stress that enough. And the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza. Anything else is you have to do the research on it, and nobody's going to call you out of blue asking for information or payment, and that's usually the sign of a ripoff.
Yeah, and you have said all throughout this that we've been talking to you periodically through the stay-at-home order and when the pandemic began that you really haven't seen this number of scams to this degree, to this level, as we've been, if you've seen in these last few months.
I have not, and my phone's lit up like a Christmas tree by friends and family, and reporters were calling last week as well. They were getting hit. It's just been really a surgence because the pandemic really allows these scammers to go after individuals that are home and on the computer, and everybody seems to be one of two things, either home or on the computer. So they're calling these people, and they're really trying to grab information. Again, I'm not just saying this is the worst I've seen it, and I've been at the organization, as you know, for 33 years. They're hitting everybody. It's not like in the old days it was the elderly or the college students. They're hitting everybody. For people, you know, working at home, people getting unemployment insurance. I mean, I got a friend call me today having a problem with the unemployment insurance. I mean, it's just nonstop, and they're saying anything they possibly can, and because they have nothing. So they're saying they're from the government. They'll tell you any agency as long as you agree to it. And, you know, and people are falling for this left hand over fist, and especially the clicking of links, Dan, and I can't stress that enough. If you get a phone or text message and it has a link on there and say click here for a refund or COVID-19 vaccine, you know, whatever it may be, don't click on those links because those can lock up your phone. If you don't know where that link is actually going, it can lock up your phone, and they can hold it hostage, and it works because, as you know, a few years ago, the Southside Police Station, a South Suburban Police Station, rather, you know, had fallen victim to that, the clicking on those links, and they actually had to pay the ransomware to get their computers back in operation at the police department.
Hey, Steve, I know we want to get to the Amazon imposter scam, but we're starting to get calls from folks, I think, about other scams. Would you mind taking up filling a couple of these? All right, let's talk to Pat. Go ahead. You're on WGN. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I like to play with these people when I know it's a scam. And I will give them my grandmother's Social Security number. She passed away in 71. But I'm wondering, are those Social Security numbers rotated after a period of time?
Ooh, that's a good question. Steve, is that something?
I do not believe they're rotated. I heard that, and most times they are not rotated. But it's never good to play along with them because sometimes you frustrate and aggravate them, and they'll take it out on you by doing other things to your phone or messages or selling your name to somebody else and making it more difficult for you. So our best bet is not to play with them and not to even answer your phones and let it go to voicemail because I let everything go to my voicemail. I had a phone since, you know, the bag phones came out. So I get, you know, 10, 15 calls a day. Nobody really normally leaves a message to scammers. They just move on to somebody who answers. I'm not saying they're not going to leave a message, but if they do leave a message, you could do the search of their phone number to see who it is.
Hope that helps.
Okay,
Pat.
I was just afraid that I was giving away someone's legitimate Social Security number. But
yeah, I could see how you'd feel that way because you're just not sure. It gets so frustrating, though. I can see why you go there. There's a person I work with here, a producer here at WGN, who she pretends the scammer is her grandma. And she's like, hey, grandma, how you doing? I hope you're okay. You know, is your day going okay? And she's like, grandma, don't talk like that. Like, she just role plays with them because it makes her feel better and less frustrated. I don't know. I hang up. That's what I try to do. But as you're saying, Steve, it can be dangerous to mess with them too much. I hadn't even thought about that. Thank you, Pat. Thanks for the call.
They get back in some way. They try to get back.
Dolores, let's hear from you here. Oh, wait, Dolores, can you hang on a second? Because I got to pause for a moment, and then we'll get to your call, and we'll get to more with the Better Business Bureau's Steve Burness coming up on WGN. And we'll take your call, too, if you got a question about a scam or something you're not sure of. If it is a scam, call us at 312-981-7200. All right, Steve Burness, the problem is when we talk to you, there's just way too much to talk about. I'd like to see the day when there really is just one scam and we can isolate but unfortunately that's not the case. Dolores, let's hear from you. You've been on hold there. I think you have a scam.
I called before yours that I made this time. I just got a call from a credit card company. Don't say which one. Okay. But I owe $499 if I could respond within 30 hours and I hung up. It's not the first time I've gotten this call. That's what makes me so aggravated. It's always the same no credit card number list, but it's always $499.
Hey, Steve, is there something you can say if you're Dolores when you keep getting the same call over and over and over again?
The best is that truly, I mean, they have call blockers out there, but truly it's best not to answer your calls and let it go to voicemail.
I have caller ID, but I can't see. I have a retinal problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And I have to answer them because, you know, I have relatives.
I have three
daughters that call me often.
Right.
You know.
It's tough.
The best is just to hang up on them and don't even, you know, sometimes they have click five if you want to be removed from our list, but don't do because
no.
They know you're a live person, then they'll put you on another list. So the best is just to hang up and don't even acknowledge them.
And that's exactly what I've been doing. I've gotten calls from the Social Security Department, and I hear it all the time. The Social Security Department does not call you.
Thank you.
Put it in a letter, and they send it to you.
Thank you, Dolores. It's worth a reminder. That one nearly just caught my mom, and so thank you for that. Let's get to some more calls, though. Thank you for your call, Dolores. Mary Lou, I want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Well, I got a call. It says Atlanta Northeast GA. And I was angry that they kept calling me, so I said, take me off of your list. Well, they called me 12 more times from all different numbers, and then they left me like 9 messages, and it was the same recording. It was just terrible. It was just terrible. My poor phone blew up.
Yeah, for a scam. It sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah. It is.
Steve, but you're saying don't respond to stuff, because the second you give them anything legit, like press 5 to, you know, get out of this, it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing as well. Are you registered on the FTC Do Not Call list as well?
Yes, that may certainly help, at least I was.
Do you have to update that, Steve? Because I feel like I am too, and I'm getting a heck of a lot of them this week.
You don't have to update it, but the scammers don't care because they're violating law anyway, so they don't care if you're on the list or not. So, but sometimes it helps you with the telemarketing calls. But sometimes when you aggravate a company, they just keep calling you back and they put you on more and more lists just to aggravate you. And these are auto dialers and robocalls, and it's very cheap to do that to you. And they want to aggravate you as much as possible because you said no.
So just hang up, I guess, is the bottom line you're telling us. Thank you, Mary.
Put them on hold.
You can't block their call because they call from, you know,
different numbers. That's so true.
You can't block them. You can't block them because they go to different numbers. They buy those phones.
Thank you, Mary Lou. We want to try to. I think Sharon's got one solution here. I don't know what Steve will think about this. Go ahead, Sharon. What do you do?
Okay, I'm patient. I'll just not answer and figure they'll go to voicemail if it's important. But my husband, who's home retired, just cannot stand the spam calls. So he has an air horn, and when he gets a call, he answers it and he waits and makes sure he gets a live person, and he blasts them with the air horn. So. I just hope that doesn't aggravate them to take it a step
further.
Do they
hang up? Can I ask you that, Sharon? Are they hanging up when that happens?
Oh, yeah. He puts it right. He puts it right to the phone, and it's pretty loud. So I just hope I tell him one of these days somebody's going to sue him. But
Sharon, what happens is that you aggravate them, and they take it out on you. They couldn't get somebody who will put you on an additional list or send more calls to you because they know you're a live person. They want to get back at you. It is truly advisable not to do anything with them. I mean, I can't tell your husband what to do, but if you would please probably not do anything with the horns, just hang up on them. It's the best medicine for them.
Right, that's what I tell them. I said, if it's important, they'll leave a message. So,
exactly.
Anyway.
Good advice. Thanks, Sharon, for sharing. It feels good, I think, sometimes just to do something
like
that.
Yeah, it makes them feel good. Thank you.
I get
Bye.
It. I totally get it. Thanks, Sharon. Barbara, go ahead. You're on WGN. What do you got?
Oh, hi. I've been getting text messages. I'll read one to you. It says, let's chat about your property in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And then another one, it says, do you have a few minutes tomorrow? I see that you may own, and then there's an address, South Calumet Avenue. And I'm a local real estate investor. Would love to chat if you're available. And then Aaron is the name. And I've gotten, like, a few of these, and a lot of times they're from Pittsburgh or someplace on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I own one house that I lived in for 40 years.
So you're pretty sure it's not your property. Teresa, let me ask Steve about that. So, Steve, that is an issue because it seems now these are getting more sophisticated. It's like they know one detail about you. They go on LinkedIn. They find out you're a realtor or in your real estate. And that's all they need to then say, okay, this is our list to unleash the real estate scam to. I feel like they're getting more targeted and more sophisticated with these things.
Yeah, two things. They're building a profile on everybody, so there actually is a dark web out there that continuously builds a profile. And that's why we said many times, the Better Business Bureau stated, never to put your graduation year on Facebook with your picture, because that gives a year of how old you are. And all these things add up to this person trying to steal your identity. But what this the caller happened to is they send these text messages out, hopefully that I don't have property in Pittsburgh, but do you have property? Yes. And then it's a bait and switch. So they kind of want to just bait you to get you a little excited, intrigued. And then they switch and they try to sell you something here locally or take advantage of you somehow. But again, is to please don't answer your calls, and that they do leave a voicemail to then research the organization with the Better Business Bureau. And if you come across a scam, please report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, even if you don't fall victim to it, so we can build up a file on these companies as well and help the authorities put these companies out of business.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for the call. And it is a good idea just to, you know, keep track of it and report it, because you're right, then other folks don't get scammed because they see it.
Exactly.
And you grow the file on it. Hey, a couple people on the text line asking real quick here, Steve, what is the number you can check when you have a call with an unknown number? Or please ask, what site do you use to look up numbers, and is it free? If you want to look up a number to see if it's legit, can you do that, Steve?
Well, there's multiple sources, and you can put that into the Google search engines as well and see what comes up. You can put it in the Better Business Bureau search engine. But unfortunately, there's so many sources out there today, so you gotta do more than one source. You can't just rely on one entity to help you. You're going to have to do your due diligence. But if it's typically a scam, when you put the number in the Google search engine and put the word scam next to it, it usually will flag it pretty quickly on different sites like ours and others that shows this scam is happening. But it's important for consumers to report it, though. If you think about it, is that one vote mentality, if 99 people don't report it, you know, and only one person does, it doesn't do us any good or doesn't stop the scammer. And that's why the more people report it to us, the more we can let the authorities know and update our database to show these numbers to prevent this from happening to your relative.
A couple of folks offering advice also, 779, tell Ann I never answer my cell phone unless it's someone in my contact list. I do hear that a lot. People are very organized. They have everybody in their contact list that they would want to talk to. That way I never get scanned. If they're legitimate, they leave a message in a voicemail, then I decide. And then 773 says, I get calls from numbers I don't recognize. They don't leave voicemails. I just report as spam and block them. I hope that's correct. Can you just block these numbers? What I find is I'm blocking so many that I look at my blocked calls now, and I've got like 100 different numbers in
them. Right. Sometimes you block numbers of people that call you and actually had a bad connection and didn't get to you, and you block a relative.
I blocked my mother-in-law once by accident, and it was very upsetting for all of us, the whole family.
So if you be careful, because if you block somebody, you're going to block them, not for eternity, but until you go back in and unblock them, none of the calls will get to you. So hopefully they can get to you another way.
Teresa, speaking of mother-in-laws, I think you have a question or a comment, experience maybe, about a mother-in-law in your family. What's going on? Hey, Teresa, is it your brother's mother-in-law got scammed? Teresa, you're on WGN. I don't know what's happened to Teresa. She's there, but maybe she doesn't know. Let's go to Sue. Sue, you're on WGN.
Yes, I have, I have contacts, and I don't answer unless they're in my contact list. However, it takes some time, but my husband has a sight problem, and I have every contact assigned a specific ringtone. They're all the same ringtone, mm-hmm. But at least I know when I hear that ringtone, it's on my contact list.
What a good idea.
I also have a specific just for my family, mm-hmm. And that is different from the generic contact list. And that way you never have to call, you never have to answer. And it's also nice, you don't have to run. If you're up on a ladder, you don't hear, oh, it's not my daughter or whatever. Take advantage of the ringtone. It really is wonderful.
It's a wonderful solution, too, because then you could sort of even prioritize. Direct family members have one ringtone. I mean, you can do whatever you want. Thank you, Sue, for that. Great advice.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just looking at the clock here. Bye-bye. And I'm just looking. We haven't even talked about the Amazon scam that you came on to talk about because we got diverted to all these other scams.
That always happens.
Steve, can you just give us the quick version of what's happening here? People are posing as Amazon employees.
Sure. Basically, because of Prime Days, there's a lot of people posing as Amazon employees saying that there's some problem with your account and or your delivery, and we need your account number, we need your login, we need your password, and we're having trouble delivering the packages. So that's usually the tip-off to the rip-off. Amazon doesn't do that and ask you for your account number and doesn't ask you for your login credentials. So we're seeing all across the nation, and it's really happening here, but all across the nation, a lot on the West Coast. But they're also, they call RD saying Amazon. It's also saying Better Business Bureau. It's also saying a number of other legitimate sources, even governmental agencies. And Amazon does not do that and ask you for your login. Most companies don't call you and ask you for their login. You have the login to their company, so they don't need to ask you that. But Amazon, because of Prime Days, is being a big target. And we're seeing complaints coming in all across the country.
No doubt about it. I also saw the bank one where the Chase Bank sends you. Just click here because there's been fraud on your account. Don't click there.
Right.
There's so much to watch out for, Steve, and I'm so happy you guide us through this. We got to have you back because obviously folks have a lot of questions about this. So thanks for the time today and a rain check for a future date to be determined.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Anna.